heard it. All right. I wanted to come back because this last song that we listened to is amazing. It's called 13 Monsters from Lightning Vault. And I feel like that's like catnip for all my drummer friends out there. Like, it's so driving. It's so hard.
So heavy on the drums.
So that one's going out there to Morticia and going out there to Dusty Knockers.
Right on.
And Scotty Blank. There we go.
Scotty Blank.
Yeah.
These are all my drummer friends. I have three.
Oh, wow.
We have more. Who else we got, Joey? What are our other drummer friends?
Theo.
Theo? Well, Theo's a drummer? I thought he was a bass player.
He does it all.
Okay. He's an MVP.
I know a Theo like that.
Yeah.
I know Jason Slota. He's a great drummer.
He actually makes
a living as a drummer.
Damn, he makes money. Nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is just all of my expensive hobbies that cost me money.
Yeah. No, he used to play in a band with Liz Larson and Patrick Byers called Aphrodisia.
Woo!
An Afrobeat band. And that was when he was like 22. And now he is a professional musician.
Wow.
He's toured with Taylor Swift.
Ooh, that's my best Owen Wilson. Wow.
Haven't seen him in a long time.
I've never seen Owen Wilson, so I get it.
Yeah.
So Luke Wilson at the Elbow Room.
Yeah, Luke Wilson is not the same.
Not the same. I hear they're two different people. But yeah, it was just, I think that's my favorite song. One of my favorite songs from today's list. I pick one. I'm like, that one, that one moved me.
Mm-hmm.
That one made me feel things. And I would say that 13 Monsters was it. I thought it was fucking good. I was like, hey, everybody.
Hey, great new song.
But back to the making money off of music, amazing. My favorite joke is playing in a band means spending. What is it? Spending. Playing a gig means loading $5,000 worth of gear into a $1,000 car to drive to a gig to make $10.
Yeah,
and that is so true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the same with DJing. I forgot my needles on Friday and had to go back home.
Needles ain't cheap.
Well, I had to go back home and get them, and neither is taking a car back.
Oh no!
I did catch the bus on the way home. I lucked out.
You get a free meal too, right? You get a nice fancy meal at Willow's.
It's not fancy, but it's a meal.
I think chicken wings are a very fancy thing.
Burger. Fancy burger.
Hey, man, that's a $30 ticket anywhere in town nowadays.
Yeah, no kidding. No, they feed us, and it's good.
All right, cool. All right, I guess I should talk about the other songs that I played in this last vlog. Why don't I? Warm Duscher. You know German. You want to read? Is that a German word, or am I just making shit up? The song is called Tainted Lunch, which is a great name.
Warm Duscher.
All right, Warm Duscher. Great band. They have many, many, many awesome songs. I really like them. After that, we listened to Adult Books with I Don't Think I Can Stay. After that, Billy Charger with She's Good to Go. Cracked, that's the name of the song, from The Tights. A band called Landline doing Heart Attack. I like that. I was like, that's weird. I like weird.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like that, too.
Like that. After that, Dark Thoughts with Nothing to Do. I love that. That's a great band. They came by 2 years ago with The Knockout. It was great. And then, of course, the song that I've been raving about, 13 Monsters from Lightning Bolt. That was great. All right.
Yeah, so we got here.
Yeah. What time is it?
You going to see any live music in the next couple of weeks?
I bought nerdy tickets.
Okay.
So I got tickets to the New Year's Eve ball over at the Elks Lodge.
Oh, yeah,
of
I
course.
Have to do that.
We got tickets for the very first time ever to the Edwardian Ball. Let's dress up
Friday night.
I'm gonna bring out my fur coat.
Yeah.
Nobody threw paint on me. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I think I'm gonna wear the crazy velvet duster thing bought there the last time.
Oh my god. Yeah, the vendors there are out of control-y awesome. They're great. Yeah. And then also for the first time ever, we've been to the Edwardian Tea Yeah. A lot. And I love that. But, you know, you start stacking those tickets, they get a little expensive. So it's either or, right? So this year, I'm going to try the ball. And then and also,
I don't want to go there for tea and then go back for the Edwardian ball.
Right? I'm already going to be drunk. Like, I'm going to be fast asleep if I go for the tea. It's so true. What am I listening to? Oh, that's a siren outside of my consent on my headphones. And then at the end of later this month, we're going to the Dickens Fair.
Oh, you're going to do that. Right on.
I've never done it. I know it's a little cheesy, right?
But it'll be fun.
They've got 6 pubs.
You can eat a giant turkey leg.
Fuck yeah! And we're not dressing up for that. We're just going to go in jeans and comfortable. Maybe in the future we'll dress up.
Maybe you can wear a Harry Potter t-shirt or something.
Oh, right. Something that says, I'm not that cool. So those are the exciting things that are happening in January. Oh, what else am I doing in January? Yeah, no tickets to shows yet. I mean, we did get tickets to Mosswood. They're not cheap. Those.
Yeah, I haven't done it. I've got tickets to see Dry Cleaning in February and the Last Dinner Party in May.
Oh, hey, that's cool. All right.
Yeah, that's all I've done. But, you know, those are months away.
Yeah. I mean, we'll keep an eye out. We'll do the cheaper shows. We'll go to the Knockout. And you know what? Let's put out some music and let's see if we can pull up the list and see what's going on this week.
Yeah, I'd like to know what's going on the Kilowatt, too.
The Kilowatt, always good.
Yes. Yeah. So close to home.
I know. Like, I feel so bad. Like, I literally live, 3-minute walking distance from the Kilowatt. And I'm like, oh, they have a good show. Oh, too tired. I open the window and I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Ah, no, I'm too tired. And then Joe, he's a smoker, so he'll go for a walk to have a cigarette and he'll come back and be like, I just had a drink with so-and-so. I'm like, oh, no, I'm too tired. That's like the story of my life these days. I get tired over anything and everything. So, unless I'm in bed, and then I can stay awake for hours on the phone. Enough of that BS. Let's get back to some music, and then let's look up the list, and let's talk about some shows. I mean, we've got almost another hour, and I don't know if I have that much music.
Yeah, well, yeah. We can find shows.
Yeah, cheap hooch.
comes on, you know when you guys went up there, so I can see you. Thank you.
I called you last week. My bathroom was leaking. You walked in so beautiful. I've never had this feeling. You say you have girl issues. Don't know what she intends.
See the billboard. long hair and the chunky fillas. Buena diva, buena diva!
I'm gonna make it.
So we just played a bunch of songs.
Yeah, we sure did, and they were groovy.
Yep, yep, yep. Let's see what we got going on. All right, let's see what we listened to, because some of that shit was pretty fun. Oh, I have to reload. Hold on a second. Everybody, stop what you're doing.
Okay, I'm stopping what I'm doing.
All right, let's see what we're doing. We kicked it off with Teenage Fuzz Bombs from Zorton and the Cannibals. That was good. That was fun. And that name is fun. I just had so much fun saying that. After that, I Kissed My Landlord by Chauncey. You know, for a month of rent, I'd smooch a landlord. You're like, no, more dignity.
Depends on the landlord.
I'll take 2 months of rent.
Depends on the landlord.
Mine's a nice little old lady, and I think I'm fine. After that, we listened to I'm Punk from Sneaky Pinks. We've played that before. That's such a cute song. I love that. That's so much fun. After that, it's Is It Living from The Femmes. Haunted Tonight from Hunchback. Don't Want to See You from the Upmonics. That's actually a song from the record that they released last year, 2024. I love the Upmonics. They're so fucking great. They played Bargain Rock this year, which is why we're playing them today. Bargain Rock took place, I want to say, like 1 or 2 weeks ago in Tokyo. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. They were out there with the Boers, which is the song that we played after that one. So Worth Your While from the Boers.
I do love the Boers.
And Joey's not here. I was going to make fun of him a little bit because I was looking at pictures from Budget Rock this year in Tokyo, and they're still slinging the beer bong. So for those of you who don't know, and no, never mind, everybody knows. So they have this plastic skull with a tube that is a beer bong. And let's go ahead and hit the guest mics in case Joey wants to say something. Yeah, that blue one's good for you right there.
I'm sure they clean it out every show.
You sure?
I talked to Lance many times. Yeah, it seems like a cleanliness.
They put it through the dishwasher, and then they take a big scrubby, wand, and they put it all the way through that 2-foot tube.
I'm sure they do.
Uh-huh. Clean it out with some bark to his friend. Dump a little 151 through it, you know, a little Everclear, you know, really clean it out.
Do some distilled water running through it to make sure it's nice and clean. And they put it in a plastic case that's, hermetically sealed. And let it dry in the sunlight.
Could you imagine them going through security with that?
Oh, my God.
They're hole does this go in?
Maybe they have a Japan version. That they just
I don't
keep,
know. I think they brought that one.
Yeah. I saw a picture. That's the same thing.
Yeah, that's the same one.
Funny story. I took a lesson or two with this guitar teacher, but I didn't like the time slot and it was kind of pricey. The time slot was like after work on a Monday, and I was like, oh, I have no desire to do shit after work on a Monday, as it turns out. She's super talented. I need to go see her again. She was very, very cool. Long story short, so she, we're doing this lesson in her studio, in her music studio, which she shared with who? The Boers. And how did I know? Because the motherfucking beer bong was on the wall. I was like, shut up. Shut up. That's the Boers.
We're going to allow her to play that today?
Did you bring your own beer? The answer is no. Yeah. Answer is yes. Okay. So anyways, we played the Boers. We played the Carbonas. So this show has played the Carbonas a shit ton of times, but they haven't put out anything new in a long, long time. And then I noticed, and I'm talking like early 2010s.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And then today I saw that they have a new album from 2018. I was like, fuck yeah. So I played the song, which is Frothing at the Mouth from the Carbonas. Very awesome. And then after that, a very fun song called Hulk Hogan is a Dick. True story. This is from the Silent Testament.
Yeah.
The true story, I just added it because it is a true story.
Yeah, you're right.
After that, a really fun band or singer is just called Soap. And the song is Beach Goth Girls Smell Funny. Makes sense, honestly. It makes so much sense. After that, we listen to Mourir de Nuit. Dying of Annoyance, I think, is what that translates to.
Oh, I like it.
Mourir. Les loulis.
No, ennui is boredom.
Right. Yeah, d'ennui. So mourir d'ennui is to die of boredom.
Dying of boredom.
What did I say? Did I say frustration?
No, that sounds really emo.
Annoyance. Oh, annoyance. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, boredom. There we go.
Or, I'm so bored with the USA.
I'm dying of boredom. All right, Frenchies. After that, we listened to I Don't Wanna from Malavista.
It was pretty good. Like it.
It was good stuff. All right, so let's get into some chit-chattiness. Let me get my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to... Why don't I go for next week? 2 weeks from now first.
2 weeks
from now. Because I've got it up.
Okay. And I have this week's, or next week. I have December 8th or the 14th. So what we're talking about is the List Bay Area.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the shows that are happening in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and I'm looking at December 15th to 21st.
Cool.
I'm just giving you some the highlights of what's going on that looks interesting to me. Not going to Stay Gold Deli in Oakland on Monday to see Brahm. There's a comedian at the Fox Theater. Who cares? The Knockout has Maya Songbird. That's on Tuesday. But starting on Thursday, Four Non Blondes are doing 3 sold-out nights at the Great American Music Hall.
Good for them.
On Thursday, December 18th and Friday, December 19th, Death Angel will take over the Fillmore.
Yeah. Oh.
And Smokey Robinson's playing in Menlo Park.
In town?
What?
At the Guild Theater.
Where is that at? Napa?
It's Menlo Park. It's the Guild Theater, Menlo Park.
Oh, the other way. Okay,
it's
south.
It's a theater that I saw I saw The Wizard of Oz when I was a kid. That takes us through Friday. There's also a really cool show happening in Oakland on Friday the 19th at the First Church of the Buzzard in Oakland. It's Altar de Fe, Nick's Division, Secretary in Bloom, and Sympathy Flowers. That, my friends, is a goth show.
Bring out the eyeliner.
Yeah. So there's live goth music.
The eyeliner.
The First Church of the Buzzard in Oakland on December 19th.
Screams Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It totally does. Totally does. And then on the 20th, it's okay.
You got to say something.
Yeah, I know.
You got to say something now.
I don't have to say anything because there's nothing I really want to see.
I don't have to do shit.
Well, it's a cliffhanger. Now I got to know what's happening.
Yeah. There's not much. Hammer Bombs are playing at Gilman.
I can talk.
Let's see. Nope. Don't care about anything that's happening on the 20th.
Well, fuck Friday then.
Yeah, well, but Saturday has got. The Guild Theater in Miller Park has a Terrapin Family Band, and Great American Music Hall has an acoustic set by Mother Hips.
Mother Hips.
And that's about as exciting as it gets.
All right.
Oh, shit.
I got some stuff of it. So this next coming... So that was 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, that's just the week before Christmas.
Gotcha. So this coming week, I'm taking a look. I'm going to be bouncing around to see what's good. I'm like, what a great show. Oh, it's in fucking Eureka. Fuck that show. But it's all ages, and it's only $5. Let's go to Eureka. It's only a Monday.
I don't know where I'm going to get $5.
$2.
You're going to spend $50 on gas.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, hey, on Tuesday, the Knockout has Violent Vicky. That sounds hot. I want to meet Violent Vicky. Then we got God Gifu, something like that. Sleeping Desires and DJ Star Noir. 21 and over, 7, 8 p.m. That's when I'm heading to bed, though. My God. And then on Tuesday, Canceled Comedians, Louis C.K. trying to make a comeback at the Masonic.
Blech.
It's an 18 and over because it's gotta be. I'm sure it couldn't be that close to a school either.
We have some friends that went to see Pink Martini at the Masonic last night, and they said it was absolutely frigid inside. Like it was a sold out show, and they were like in their coats, shivering inside.
Oh, like literally, like the temperature.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I thought it was a thrilling performance, but no.
So you know you'll be uncomfortable for more than one reason when you see Louis C.K.
And if you're seeking less comfort on a Wednesday, you can also see he's doing two nights. He's also doing it on Wednesday night. Okay. But on Wednesday over at the Gilman, not that I'll go anywhere. anywhere on a Wednesday. It's in the middle of the week, okay? I need my sleep. We got Dying Wish, Static Dress, Gouge Away, Orthodox, Bolt Cutter, and Forced to Suffer. Ah, all ages show, so bring your little ones. $25.
And, now that's Christmas.
And there's a pit warning, so watch out.
Oh, totally Christmas.
Totally Christmas. Uh-huh. I was just saying, okay, if somebody's got a car and you want to go to Santa Cruz at the Crepe Place, Jonathan Richmond, and I was just talking about, and I was just talking about how I can only withstand three songs from Jonathan Richmond at a time. And then I'm out. I don't want any more Jonathan after three songs.
Boy, there's something about Mary must have been hard for you.
In fact, that's why I thought I would like him, because I like the movie, which has aged badly, of course.
Yeah, of course it has.
But then it's like, this is enough. Like, because he headlined Mosswood, like, I want to say like 5 or 6 years ago. More than that. And I was like, oh, fun. Song number one, cool. Song number two, okay. Song number three, oh. And then after that, I'm like, let's get out of here, man.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way about Billy Bragg. I mean, I like his songs, but I about three songs and then I'm done. I don't need to hear it anymore.
There you go.
I think everybody's got some of those bands.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
If you put on some headphones.
I sound fine.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I guess I could get closer.
Thank you very much. That's nice. I enjoyed that. But Utah has a bunch of shit going on. So on Wednesday, again, December 10th, we're looking at George Jr. and the 9/11s. Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Too soon. Electric Machine Gun Tits. I kind of love that. And Jim Buck 2. If you've got $8 in your pocket and you're over the age of 21, head over to the Utah because they got you covered. Yeah. All right. Let's head on over to Thursday. Let me read through what I want. Bottom of the Hill, Sad Snack. Oh. Mara Mosca. I don't know what that means. Omnigon. I know what that means. All ages show, $13 in advance, $15 at the door. Straight Jackets. No. It's a Straight Jacket, not Straight Jackets. So it's not the surf band.
It's not those Straight Jackets.
Oh, here we go. So again, December 11th over at the Kilowatt, we got Elevations. We got This Train Won't Stop.
Those guys are good.
Yeah, that is the Harold Ray new band.
That's really? Like,
no, they play a bunch of Harold Ray stuff.
But Harold Ray singing.
No, doesn't it have the chick singing?
Well, it has chick singing and Harold Ray. Doesn't it?
I think it's...
Didn't we go see them at the Great American Music Hall?
No, that's... The East Bay Dynamite.
That's the Harold Ray and the East Bay Dynamite, but then he also does...
They're a similar band with a similar style, but they...
I'm going to fight you on this.
Okay.
Anyways,
I could be wrong. I've been known to be wrong before.
I might be wrong, too. I've also been known to be wrong. The Stream Won't Stop, which is a good band. Very awesome. And then Hot Laundry, friends of the show. And DJ Dion Watts, 21 and over, $15.66. What? I have that kind of money. I don't want to brag, but I have... almost $16. That's, again, a Thursday. We should go see that. That sounds really good, actually. But if you don't want to do that, over at the Knockout, they've got Choke Opsit. I don't know how to say that. Blood Compact, Cheeseme, Fun Control. 21 and over, $10. That sounds like a good show as well, although I'm already interested in the Kilowatt. Some Taqueria Mila. Wait, Santa Rosa. We're not going to Santa Rosa.
Nope.
Pacifica, I mean, I love them, but no, we're not going to Pacifica. Can I hand you this over so you can see Friday, or do you have it on your hand right now?
What?
I'm tired of talking. You want to talk?
I can see it, yeah. Fred Frith is going to be at the 4-Star. That's weird.
That's odd.
Yeah, the 4-Star Theater out in the Avs. This is Friday, December 12th, we're talking about.
Yeah.
No.
Joe, are you looking at something too?
Nope.
What do you got?
Yeah, this train won't stop.
Yeah, this train won't stop. No, that they're not playing on Friday.
He's trying to, he's fat checking me.
No, I've got him right here. Here's the band.
Oh, all right.
I believe they play a very similar style to all that stuff, but it's a different band, but same kind
of. I feel like
sounds.
He's part of it. I feel like we saw him there, didn't we? Or was
it
the
sound?
He goes to all the hip stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, I think I'm wrong. I think I might be wrong.
So I mean, like, the Knockout has Dusty Slims, a Dream 99, Meadow, and Ringlet. That's $15, 21 and over. That's it for Friday the 12th. On the 13th, let's see. Yeah, I'm not just not
excited. We usually edit these ahead of time, but this one's off the cuff.
No, I'm just telling you that there's not very
just
much
telling you there's nothing out there.
There's not much out there that I would.
I guess we're supposed to be spending time.
Even want to read on the air.
Yeah, I guess so. We're supposed to be hanging out with our family or some shit.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah, there's definitely that. But yeah, and also not going to go to Novato or Sebastopol. This is the other problem. There, man.
Sounds fun, but maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to a show. I want to go there to visit the beach, you know?
Just
Store Club in Oakland.
Who was that
Balzac.
Oh, yeah.
Balzac's good.
Yeah, Balzac. Lulu and her spicy boy.
Wait, what is that? What? They take it from the top. When is she playing? Where is she playing?
Yeah, oh, that is club. That is the 13th of December.
So that's
the
just next
club
week.
In Oakland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love her. That's Lulu.
Funeral Cake, Swiss Family Skiers.
Okay.
Untypical Girl.
Whatever.
And DJ Christy Bubbles.
I guess.
That's $15. It's 8 p.m.
I have $15.
No sniffing keys.
Yeah, so... So Balzac and Lulu and her spicy boys are headlining. So
yay! Let's go to that. Oh, Ivy was it?
No, that's the Stork Club.
Okay, that's better.
In
that's
Oakland.
Closer.
It's so much
the
closer.
Ivy's a lovely, lovely venue, but it's kind of far from us, which is why.
It's nice.
You super can't take part.
Yeah, no, you gotta spend money on some car transportation.
Yeah,
like
that sucks.
$40, $50 Uber.
Yeah.
Stork Club's pretty easy to get to off the BART.
Yeah, it's true.
At least getting there, maybe not getting home.
But it's funny when you're like, when you don't have a car, like everything outside of your neighborhood is like, oh my God.
Yeah, so the other thing of note on here is Sunday, December 14th, Thrill House Records is having a show.
Oh, wait, are they doing their, don't they do like a winter ball that I've never been to?
Yeah.
This is not the winter ball. It is Hangtown and Somalia, their first show, and that's at 4 p.m. It's an early show.
Ooh, I love early shows.
Yeah. I think we're doing radio, but
oh,
still.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
All right. Yeah, and that's it. Like,
all right, that was good. That was good. All right. Well, how much time we got left? Okay, we got 10 minutes left. We still haven't seen DJ. What is the boss's DJ name?
Speak of the Devil.
Speak of the Devil. All right, come on in. We've got the balcony in the house. All right. And it is 10 minutes till the top of the hour, which means it's time for us to vamoose.
Yeah.
So, Island, it's been such a nice time. And Keys, thank you so much for all your help.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for coming, Keys.
Thank you so much to all of our fabulous guests today. It's been so awesome.
Thanks for our fabulous guests.
All right, well, let's get back to some music.
You want to play some music before we get out of here? Let's do it.
Let's do it. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been Cheap Hooch.
Cheap Hooch.
Ugh, thank you.